For Emporia State Hornet Basketball, Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchants. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spelman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Express Tire Pros, Gerald Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Mel's Tire, Farm Bureau agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
Our national anthem before the start of tonight's game between the Emporia State Hornets and the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Good evening once again and welcome to John Lance Arena. I'm Greg Ray for this MIAA meeting between the Hornets and the Gorillas. And let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's bowl game, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman. Located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off for the Pittsburgh State Gorillas, 5-10 on the season, 2-7 in the MIAA. They're coached by Jeff Boshi in his first year at Pittsburgh State. And this is the lineup that he will go with tonight. At the guard spots will be Quinton Hardick Jr. He's a 6-foot senior out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, transfer from North Iowa Area Community College, averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. Also at a guard will be R.J. Fournay out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. He's a 6'3 sophomore, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds. Also at a guard, Albert McBride, 6'3 junior out of Houston, Kent, Texas, transfer from Coffeyville, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds. And at a forward, Deshaun English, 6'6 junior out of Pittsburgh, Kansas, averaging 12 points and 10 rebounds. And in the post will be Calvin Polina, a 6'8 senior out of the Netherlands, a transfer from Bethune-Cookman, averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds. For the Emporia State Hornets, 12-3 on the season, 6-3 in the MIAA, coached by Aaron Doty, or Craig Doty, in his fifth year, 67-58. And this is the lineup he'll go with tonight. At the point guard spot will be Lavelle Ziegler, 6'1 junior out of Chicago, junior out of Oakland, California, a transfer from Chicago State. He's averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds. Also at a guard, Owen Long, 6'3 junior from Sikeston, Missouri, transfer from Youngstown State, averaging 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also at a guard, Cade Nevins, 6'4 sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri. Oak Park High School shot at Southwest Minnesota State transfer, 7 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Also at a forward will be Elijah Comathier, a 6'7 junior out of Cibolo, Texas, transfer from Colorado Springs, Colorado, averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds. And in the post will be Peyton Roger Schmidt, 6'7 sophomore from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. He's averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds. Our officials for tonight's bowl game, John Hendricks, Marcus Hawkins, and Dylan Weaver. Our starting lineups have been brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Emporia State will be dressed in their road black uniforms with Hornets across the front with white numbers and letters. Pittsburgh State in their home white jerseys with red numbers and red letters. Emporia State, Pittsburgh State from John Lance Arena. The Hornets looking for victory number 13. Pittsburgh State looking for their sixth victory. As we are about set for basketball tonight, Emporia State Lady Hornets ending up on the short end of the scoreboard for tonight's contest as they did play without Treasure Job and Victoria Price. Pittsburgh State ends up winning the contest 82-61. Emporia State men looking to see if they can't turn it into a winning streak. They've won two in a row. They want to make it three in a row with a victory tonight. Again, this is the 199th meeting between these two schools. A lot of history between these longtime foes. Some big names in college basketball in Kansas have been involved with these games. As we get set to go. Ball's in the air. It's tip controlled by Emporia State. They'll play to the basket to our right as we view it here courtside. Owen Long out front. Bounce pass high post. It goes to Elijah Cometh there. Look for the back door. It was closed. Now they go back down low. Elijah to the basket. Gets his shot blocked by Deshaun English. Here comes Pittsburgh State the other way. McBride shovels it off to Harcourt, and he tries to get it in the paint. It gets taken away by Caden Evans for Emporia State, and Hornets with the basketball. Owen Long, long three, swish, he hit it. Owen Long knocks down a Hare Crafters three, and Emporia State takes the 3-0 lead. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Hare Crafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. McBride, here's a pass deflected by Elijah Cometh there at the other end. He stuffs it. Stealing a stuff for Elijah Cometh here. And Emporia State out to a 5-0 lead. And it does begin defense for Emporia State. This is McBride. Gives it off to English. Now back out front to McBride. Swings it left side. Trying to drive with it. English gets it along the baseline. Kicks it in the right corner. Now they feed it out front to Harcourt. Tries to drive in the paint. Puts up the finger roll shot. Missed it. No good. Rebound to Ziegler for Emporia State. Feeds it up the floor to Owen Long. Has it on the wing right side. Top the key. Lavelle Ziegler. Coach Craig Doty doing the windmill. Taking it down the lane. Trying to get it inside to Elijah Cometh here. He can't handle it. Here comes Pittsburgh State at the other end. A nice little Euro step into the rim. Laying it up and in will be Albert McBride. So a turnover turns into points for Pittsburgh State, making it a 5-2 Emporia State lead. 18-16 to go here in the first half. Here's Owen Long for another three. That one off the mark. White jerseys there to rebound it. Nobody dressed in black there to corral that one. Up the floor comes Hardick. Backing it out on the dribble. This is Fournier. Now they get it in the lane. Floater up and no good for Pittsburgh State's Polina. And the rebound to Emporia State. Ziegler has it left side. Now out front. It goes to Owen Long. Middle of the floor. Now he'll drift towards the left side of the floor. Waiting for a screen. Gives it off to Cometh there. Now they work it off to Ziegler. Now back out front. Owen Long with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here comes a double team on him. Goes between the legs, kicks it out to Ziegler. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Ziegler trying to drive. Step back from 15. Good! Lavelle Ziegler, a little ISO play. Knocks down the mid-range jumper. And Emporia State leads at 7-2 with 17:20 to play here in the first half. A deflection and another steal for Caden Evans. Up the floor he goes to the rim. Layup is good. Still in a score for Caden Evans. And Emporia State on top 9-2. Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. This is McBride. Now gives it off to Polina. Hands it off to Fournier. Now to Harcourt. Shot clock down to 10. Here's a long three that's good for Albert McBride. That gives him 5 points. Makes it a 9-5 Emporia State lead, 16:38 to play first half. Owen Long across the timeline, drifts to the left side of the floor. On the wing it goes to Ziegler. Now back out to Owen Long. Owen, middle of the floor. waiting for a screen. Drives down the lane. Tries to go up with a shot. He's fouled. He'll be at the free throw line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul will be Albert McBride. That's his first. Team foul number one. Whistle against Pittsburgh State. And stepping to the free throw line for Emporia State will be Owen Long. Owen Long on the season, an 88% free throw shooter. One of the tops in the MIAA. First free throw is good for Owen. Gives him 4 points here in this first half. We'll go to second free throw here. And this second one is also good for Owen Long. 11-5 Emporia State. 16-18 to go in the half. Emporia State man-to-man with their defense. Driving the baseline. English gets it in the paint to Harcourt, who scores the bucket. Emporia State got overloaded defensively, and Quentin Harcourt, Hardick, was able to get the basket. Here's Ziegler. Right side, Long, way out beyond the three-point line. Goes in the corner to Elijah Cometh there for a three. No. Rebound hits the top of the backboard. And ball will go to the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. 15:47 to play here in the first half. Emporia State leading 11-7. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Hardick into front court with the basketball. Swings it left side. And I don't think the stands in the second row are eligible to receive that pass. And Emporia State will get the basketball off the turnover. Lavelle Ziegler across the timeline. Goes to the left. Here comes a double team. Almost had it slapped away. Now gets the middle of the floor to Owen Long. Owen between the leg dribble. Step back for a three. It's off the side of the rim. No good. And the rebound goes to Pittsburgh State's Calvin Polino, the senior out of the Netherlands. Gives it off to Hardick in the front court. One-handed pass in the corner goes to Fournet. Now they get it to McBride, left side. Now top the key. This is Hardick. Tries to drive. Has it taken away. Caden Evans with a steal. Up the floor. Goes to Elijah Cometh. He gets his pocket picked by McBride. McBride comes the other way. 11-7 Emporia State. 14:50 to go. Emporia State going for another steal instead. Ball will be going to Pittsburgh State. Out of the media timeout as Lavelle Ziegler just couldn't come up with a basketball. 14:47 to play, first half, 11-7, Emporia State with a lead. What a basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that each year termites cost billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
KFFX Emporia. Today's best hit. Mix 104.9.
11-7, Emporia State with a lead. 14:47 to play in the first half. Pittsburgh State has the ball out of the timeout. Emporia State does make a substitution as Nogs Wawasik onto the floor for Emporia State along with Mayim Boom in traffic. Layup crawls off, no good for Albert McBride, and Emporia State with a rebound. So it's Nog Wawasik, Owen Long, Mayim Boom, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, and Caden Evans on the floor for Emporia State. Owen Long, another three. Bingo! He had it, a Haircrafters three, and that gives him 1,000 points for his career. Not at Emporia State, but for his career, which includes stops at Maryville and Youngstown State. And here's a foul away from the ball. It's going to be on the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. picking up the personal foul for the Gorillas. Or it was a turnover. No foul, just turnover. Noggs with Wasik into front court. Working left side, trying to work around a screen set by Mayim. Boom, dumps it down low to Mayim. He can't handle the ball. Ball gets knocked out, and it'll go to Emporia State. Unable to track it down for Pittsburgh State was Quentin Hardick Jr. 14-7, Emporia State with a 7-point lead. Caden Evans will play the ball inbounds for Emporia State right in front of the Pittsburgh State bench. Plays it into Mayim. Boom. Gives it back to Caden, who feeds it out front to Owen Long. High post right side. It goes to Noggs. Gives it off to Mayim. Back to Wawasik. Goes back down low to Mayim and gets the flush. A little high-low action, and Mayim Boom, the sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska, lowers the boom at the other end. Going for the layup is Hardick. He gets his shot deflected out of bounds. It'll remain Pittsburgh State basketball. Hornet basketball brought to you by Bungie North America. Dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. And we're going to get a travel violation on Pittsburgh State and another turnover for the Gorillas. Substitution for Pittsburgh State. Checking in will be Jeremy Shaw, 6'6 junior out of St. Louis. And setting down for Pittsburgh State will be Deshaun English. Noggs Wawasik across the timeline. Drives it to the right side. Goes down low. Mayim Boom backs in against traffic. Layup no good, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Calvin Polina whistled for the foul. That is his first. Team foul number two, whistled against the Pittsburgh State Gorillas, and going to the free throw line will be Mayim Boom. The sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska, knocks down the first free throw. Mayim on the season, a 71% free throw shooter. Made free throw gives him 3 points in the ball game. He'll get a second free throw here, and this one's missed. 17-7, 10-point Emporia State lead in the front court with a basketball. Hardick Jr. swings it to Shaw. Now they work it out to Polina. One-handed pass left side to Hardick. Goes to the dribble, one bounce, and passes it out front to McBride. Shot clock at 12. McBride for a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound. Peyton Roger Schmidt, who took the express elevator to the top to get that one. Here's a leather lob down low intended for Mayim Boom. Gets knocked away from him. Noggs Wawasik tried to feed it inside to Mayim. Ball gets knocked away from behind. Ball goes out of bounds. It remains Emporia State basketball. Pittsburgh State brings in Magic Relaford, junior out of Parsons. Out front, Owen Long, bounce pass, left side, Wawasik, free throw circle, top the key. It goes to Caden Evans, now to Owen. Goes between the legs, looks to drive, spins in the paint, takes it to the rim, puts up the shot, missed it badly. Hit the underside of the rim, and the rebound goes to Shaw. Shaw at the other end. And they're going to call a block on Noggs Wawasik. They say he was inside the arc when he attempted to draw the charge. And for Noggs, that'll be his first. Wawasik, a 6'5 freshman out of Mayetta Royal Valley High School. And at the free throw line for Pittsburgh State will be Jeremy Shaw. He makes the first free throw. Substitution for Emporia State, Elijah Comether into the lineup. As Caden Evans checks out. Also checking in will be Atavian Butler, as also checking out will be Peyton Roger Schmidt. Second free throw misses, and Emporia State with the basketball. Wawasik into front court, tries it to the right side, gives it off to Elijah Comether. Elijah way out beyond the three-point stripe, picks up the dribble, needs some help, feeds it right side to Wawasik, 14 seconds on the shot clock, and we're going to get a foul way out beyond the arc. It's picking up the personal foul for Pittsburgh State. This will be Landon Hewlett, who is playing in his first game. They were hoping to maybe redshirt him. He's a 6'3 freshman out of Dallas, Texas, but they say his play in practice forced coach to say, hey, maybe we need him on the floor. 17-8, Emporia State with the lead. Wawasik goes down low to Mayim. Boom, he gets the flush. And a timeout's going to be taken by Pittsburgh State. Mayim Boom with 5, and Emporia State's lead is now 19-8. And that was a little high-low, easy play for Emporia State, and Mayim Boom gets a couple of flushes. And Coach Jeff Boshi says we need to talk about this one. 12:02 to play here in the first half, 19-8, Emporia State with a lead. What a Basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. The latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Well, 8 points for Owen Long, 5 for Mayim Boom, 2 each for Elijah Comethyr and Lavelle Ziegler and Caden Evans. Pittsburgh State being led by Albert McBride with 5, 2 for Quentin Hardick Jr. and 1 for Jeremy Shaw. Emporia State shooting 58% here in the early going. And Pittsburgh State shooting 43% from the floor, 3 of 7, Emporia State 7 of 12. Pittsburgh State will have the ball out of the timeout as they go with Jeremy Shaw along with Quentin Hardick Jr. Shaw with it. Fades it off to Hewlett. Now top the free throw circle. Relaford. They get it down low to Paulina. And he gets mugged by a couple of Hornets. They'll call the foul, though, on Nogs Wawasik. That will be his second personal foul. Second team foul on Emporia State. And going to the free throw line will be Calvin Paulina. His first free throw hits the front of the rim, no good. Gage McGuire will check in for Emporia State, replacing Nogs Wawasik. Gage, a 6'7 junior out of Coldwater, Michigan. Second free throw coming for Paulina, and this one is also no good. And the rebound tracked down by Owen Long for Emporia State. 11:46 to play in the half, 19-8. Emporia State with a lead by 11. Owen Long, middle of the floor with the basketball. Not much going on. Owen gives it off to Octavian Butler, looking to get it down low. They go inside to Gage McGuire, working lane line, backs in against traffic, spinning, try to kick it out to Elijah Comethyr, and it gets intercepted by Relaford. Paulina shovels it off to Hewlett. His shot for three, airballed it. Rebound goes to Octavian Butler for Emporia State. He'll race it into front court. Little Euro step in the paint. Shot no good, but he draws contact. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Octavian Butler, junior out of St. Louis. You like his aggressiveness, as that's what he did. He got the rebound, and he just took it right down the floor, attacked the basket. Picking up the foul will be Landon Hewlett. And that is his second team foul, number 4 on Pittsburgh State. And Butler at the free throw line to shoot 2. And the first free throw off the back iron, no good. Substitutions for Pittsburgh State. Checking into the lineup will be Tane Prichter, a 6'11 freshman out of Bend, Oregon, into the lineup. Albert McBride back in. Second free throw by Butler is good. So he makes one of the two free throws, and it makes it a 20-8, 12-point Emporia State lead. Also back on the floor is Deshaun English. This is Hardick over on the wing left side, dribbles it out front. Now shovels the ball off to Shaw. In traffic, shot up, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Octavian Butler comes up with the basketball. Feeds it off to Owen Long, left elbow three, missed it. Rebound goes to Elijah Comether, but he has his pocket picked as he gets it taken away by Hardick. Hardick reading up the floor. Layup at the other end is good for Deshaun English. Well-executed fast break by Pittsburgh State makes it a 20-10 Emporia State lead with 10:25 to play here in the first half. Owen Long has it in middle of the floor. Now waiting for somebody to set a screen or two. Now the offense goes to work with 15 seconds on the shot clock, and Owen Long has his pocket pick. Ball loose on the floor. Owen gets it off to Octavian Butler, and Butler's going to be whistled for the palm. Turnover, give it right back to the Pittsburgh State Gorillas, and Owen Long getting a little bit lackadaisical. He'll leave the lineup and be replaced by Lavelle Ziegler. 20-10 Emporia State, 10:08 to play here in the first half. Pittsburgh State with the basketball. Emporia State's biggest lead was a 20-8. This is Hardick. Goes in the deep right corner to McBride. Back to Hardick out front, left side. Goes to Forney. Back to Hardick. Now here's a three by Forney. It's off the back iron. No good. And the rebound to Emporia State. Coming up with it, Lavelle Ziegler. Lavelle down the lane. Tried to dump it down low to Mayim Boom, and that will take us to the timeout as the ball goes out of bounds. Emporia State say the ball was tipped, but the official said, nope, Mayim, you were the last one to touch it. 9:40 to play, first half, 20-10. Emporia State with the lead. Hornet Basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
All work and no play? No way! At Emporia State University, you'll have plenty to do on campus, in town, and all around. With over 100 student clubs, intramural teams, campus events, Hornet athletics, block parties, disc golf, live music, biking, and hiking, there's always something to do. With all that and over 200 academic programs, you're going to love ESU. Learn more and schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
9:40 to play in the first half, 20-10. Emporia State with a lead, Pittsburgh State with a basketball. Hardick in the front court, goes in the deep right corner to McBride, lost the dribble, able to get it back. Back out front to Hardick. Hardick swings it back to McBride, tries to drive in the lane, now dishes it out to English for a three. It rims in for him. Deshaun English has made the last two baskets for Pittsburgh State. He has five, and it's a seven-point lead at 20-13. Emporia State could use a basket right now. The last field goal came with 12:02 to go. It's almost been 3 minutes, and Mayim Boom going for the layup gets a shot blocked. Here comes Pittsburgh State the other way. Deep corner three, off the mark, no good. Rebound will go out of bounds. They'll give it to Pittsburgh State. They had three black jerseys battling for that rebound. It got tipped up in the air, and it goes out of bounds to the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Caden Evans and Peyton Rogers-Schmidt will check in for Emporia State. Octavian Butler and Mayim Boom will set down. Pittsburgh State will bring in Calvin Polina. Setting down will be Tane Prichter. Polina gets the inbounds pass out front. Now he'll shovel it off to Hardick. Hardick swings it left side to McBride. Get it down low to Polina. Shot up and good for Calvin Polina. That's his first basket, and it's a five-point ball game as Pittsburgh State has gone on a 7-0 run. 20-15 the score. Here's Lavelle Ziegler in traffic. Shot up, no good. Rebound, loose on the floor, still loose on the floor. Pittsburgh State comes up with it. The Hornets have come up empty. Last couple of trips down the floor. Again, last field goal came with 12:02 to play. This is English. Left side, it goes to Hardick. Hardick trying to drive in the lane. Now kicks it to Polina. Now they find an open Fournier. His three-point shot off the mark. No good. Rebound to Emporia State. 20-15 Emporia State. 8:06 to play in the first half. Ziegler with the basketball out front looking to drive. Step back. Kicks it off to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Out to Caden Evans. Long three. Bingo! A hair crafter's three for Caden Evans. And that brings the drought of almost 4 minutes of not making a field goal. 23-15 Emporia State. And here's a pass that goes into backcourt out the fingertips of Quentin Hardick Jr., and Emporia State will get the basketball back. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Ziegler gives it off to Caden Evans. Caden working around the screen. Now top of the key, Gage McGuire, left side, it goes to Ziegler. Ziegler with 9 seconds on the shot clock, splits the double team, puts up the floater from the lane line, shot no good, but a foul's going to be called on Pittsburgh State. That'll send Lavelle Ziegler to the free throw line. They call the foul on Deshaun English. That is his first. Team foul number five on Pittsburgh State. Lavelle Ziegler at the free throw line. The lefty's free throw is up and good. Substitution for Emporia State. Sam Baker into the lineup, the 6'4 grad student out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, by way of Angelo State. And substitution for Pittsburgh State as Jeremy Shaw checks into the lineup, replacing R.J. Fournier. Second free throw for Ziegler. Missed it. Rebound gets tipped out and tracked down by Emporia State. Sam Baker back out front to Ziegler. 24-15 Emporia State. Up by 9. Ziegler gives it off to Baker. Left side, it goes to Caden Evans. Down along the baseline, it goes to Elijah Cometh there. Backs in against the defense. Lobs it out to Peyton Roger Schmidt. He'll launch the three and left it a little short. Rebound will go to Pittsburgh State. Gorillas with the basketball. 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Across the timeline, McBride trying to drive with the ball. Nothing open there. Gives it off to Polino, who shovels it off to Hardick. Gives it off to McBride for a three. No good. Rebound. Emporia State comes up with it. Caden Evans with the basketball. The ball got tipped around. He'll give it off to Ziegler. He'll dribble it to the right side. Heads in the corner. Now heads to the baseline underneath the basket. Gives it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt, who gets a reverse layup to go. Peyton Roger Schmidt with his first basket of the ball game, and the Hornets on top, 26-15, up by 11. Hornets on a little bit of a run. Here's a feed down low, and it goes, comes free, and Emporia State comes up with it. He knocked it away from Polina, and Sam Baker ended up with a basketball. Top of the key, Caden Evans tries to drive, and a foul's going to be called on Pittsburgh State before he can get to the rim. Picking up the foul will be Quinton Hardick Jr. So Emporia State has gone on a 6-0 run after Pittsburgh State went on a 7-0 run. 6:15 to play in the half. Caden Evans plays the ball in bounds to Sam Baker out front to Lavelle Ziegler. Lavelle passes it left side. Elijah Cometh here. From the free throw line, shot no good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. Across the timeline, McBride with the basketball. Gives it off to Hardick over on the wing right side. Tries to drive on Ziegler. A little stop and go, and we're going to get a hand check foul called on Emporia State. Picking up the foul will be Lavelle Ziegler. His first, only the third team foul whistled against Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Pittsburgh State plays it inbounds to Paulina. Now out front with it is English. They get it down low to Paulina. Kick it out left side to Shaw. Back out front to Hardick. Thought about the three. Gives it off to English. Shot clock down to 8. This is McBride from behind the three-point stripe. Shot no good. Rebound Emporia State's Elijah Cometh there. Gets it up the floor to Owen Long, who's back on the floor for Emporia State. Gives it off to Ziegler. Swings it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Back out to Ziegler. He'll launch a three and left it a little short. Rebound, Caden Evans. Great hustle by Caden. Caden, long three from the left elbow. It's good. A Haircrafters three for Caden Evans. He has 8 in Emporia State with a 29-15, 14-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. 5:04 to play. Here's the ball, almost gets knocked away from Shaw. Shaw able to maintain control. McBride with the ball in the lane. Shot up, no good, but a foul will be called on Emporia State's Owen Long. And for Owen, that is his first team foul, number 4 on Emporia State, and that will take us to our final media timeout of the first half. 4:54 to play, first half, 29-15, Emporia State on top. What a basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place, 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless. Keeping Kansans connected.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
KFFX Emporia, Today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
4:54 to play, first half, 29-15. Emporia State with a 14-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. Hornets now shooting 47% from the floor, Pittsburgh State 35%. At the free throw line for Pittsburgh State is Albert McBride, misses the front end of the two-shot opportunity. Substitution for Pittsburgh State, Magic Relaford back into the lineup. Emporia State also sent in Nogzwawasik for the Hornets. Second free throw is good for McBride. That gives him 6 points in the game. 29-16 Emporia State. Nogzwawasik, Caden Evans, Mayim Boom, Elijah Kamathir, and Owen Long on the floor for the Hornets. Wawasik has it out front, drives it left side in the corner, goes to Kamathir. Back to Wawasik on the elbow. A little stop and go, takes it in the lane, dumps it down low to Mayim Boom. Layup, no good. Rebound will go out of bounds to Emporia State. The underneath official says that was off of you, Pittsburgh State. Emporia State will keep the basketball. Mayim had a couple dunks early on. Mayim with 5 points. Hornets trying to get the ball in bounds. They play it into Owen Long in the deep left corner, working against the defense of Shaw. Good defense by Shaw. Owen drives past him, gets to the rim, kicks it in the corner to Elijah Kamathir, right side. Now he'll dribble it out front, gives it off to Caden Evans with 7 seconds on the shot clock. He'll launch a long three. Nailed it! Oh, my! You talk about that was beyond NBA three, and Caden Evans with 11. Here's a steal. Elijah Kamathir at the other end. He stuffs it! A steal and a stuff for Elijah Kamathir. He has four, and it's 34-16 Emporia State with 3:57 to go. Out front with it, Relaford. Trying to drive with it, English. Takes it in the paint. Shot no good. Polina can't or gets the rebound. They get it to the free throw circle. Jumper in and out, no good. Missing the shot for Pittsburgh State was Relaford. Emporia State with a rebound. Owen Long with the basketball. In between the double circles. Down to 3:33 to play in the half. Wawasik now with a basketball. Middle of the floor. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Drives the left side. Gives it to Mayim Boom in the free throw circle. Mayim shoots and shot left. Oh, my. English gave Kamathir a big old shove. No call. Down the lane goes Shaw. And he gets his shot blocked. And Emporia State comes the other way. Wawasik in the lane, to the rim, off the glass, it's good. Nogs Wawasik gets the lay-in, and Emporia State up by 20 at 36-16. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Here's Relaford. Top the free throw circle, McBride. Left side, English. Has the ball picked away. Owen Long with a steal. He'll push it up the floor. Now wait for his teammates to catch up. Feeds it out to Wawasik. Right wing three. Good! Knocks Wawasik. Knocks down a Hare Crafters three. That gives him five. And Emporia State up 39-16. Timeout, Pittsburgh State. Wow, that changed in a hurry. As Emporia State has just went on a blitz. They lead it now 39-16. A 23-point lead. Their biggest of this bowl game. And that turned in a heartbeat. Thanks to defense and some nice shooting, some big-time threes. Caden Evans knocked down a huge three. Nogzwawasik knocked down a three. Emporia State turning on defensively and offensively. They turned what was a close game, a five-point game at one time, 20-15. Since that time, Emporia State's got a 19-1 run. How about that? Pittsburgh State with the basketball after they called the timeout. In the front court, this is Relaford. Now they give it off to Shaw. Shaw working out front, swings it left side to English. English back out front. That's Prichter. Now McBride. And we're going to get a foul away from the ball. They're going to call it on Mayim Boom. That is his first. Team foul number five on Emporia State. It comes with 2:14 to play. Peyton Roger Schmidt will check in for Emporia State. He'll replace Mayim Boom. Substitution for Pittsburgh State. Checking back into the lineup will be Calvin Polina, replacing Tane Proctor and Lavelle Ziegler back into the lineup, replacing Noggs with Wasik. This is Polina. Feeds it off to Shaw, now to Hardick. Back to English on the right elbow. Free throw circle to Polina. She tries to go back door with a pass, and Emporia State gets a steal. Here's Owen Long with the basketball. Great anticipation by Caden Evans. He's the one that deflected the pass, and Emporia State able to get the steal. Here's Owen Long. Gets bumped. Makes a pass to Elijah Combath there. Shot clock down to 17. Game clock down to a minute 47. Owen Long way out front. Bounce pass to Ziegler on the right elbow. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Gets the ball knocked away. He retrieves it. Gives it off to Owen Long with five. Owen Long drives on Polina. Kicks it out to Ziegler as the shot clock goes off. Nope. He didn't get it off in time. Shot clock violation on Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by the station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. 39-16 Emporia State, a minute 25 to play in the half. Pittsburgh State with the basketball. They get it down along the baseline. Reverse layup missing for Shaw, and Emporia State with a rebound. Caden Evans into front court. Gives it off to Elijah Combath there. Now to Ziegler. They work to the right side. Tried to drive. Gets bump. He'll shoot the three. Left it way off the mark. Rebound tracked down by English for Pittsburgh State. Down to a minute two to go. English needing some help. Gives it off to Hardick. Thought about the three. Feeds it to Shaw in the deep left corner. It goes to McBride trying to dribble around Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Nice defense. Here's Hardick for a three. It's off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound and stick back is good for Calvin Polina. That gives him 4 points. 39-18 Emporia State. This is Owen Long. Gives it off to Ziegler on the wing right side. Now he'll take it to the middle of the floor. Shot clock down to 17, and a timeout's going to be taken by Coach Craig Doty. The use it or lose it timeout comes with 30.3 seconds to play in the half. Emporia State leading 39-18. Their biggest lead is by 23. Here it's 21 points. Pittsburgh State had cut it down to a 5-point ball game at 20-15, but Emporia State then turned it up a notch as they go on a 19-1 run, and they lead it now 39-18. Emporia State in this first half, 14 of 28 from the floor, 6 of 13 beyond the arc. Winning the rebounding battle, 19-15. Pittsburgh State, 7 of 23 from the floor, 30%, 2 of 9 beyond the arc. Emporia State has the ball with 16 seconds on the shot clock. Caden Evans plays it in to Noggs Mawasik, who's on the floor. Owen Long, along with Peyton Rogers-Schmidt and Elijah Combath there. Noggs, lane line, shot, no. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. Polina there to rebound it. Got a nice little look at it, just didn't get the right kiss off the glass. And Pittsburgh can work for the final shot. This is McBride, way out beyond near the half-court stripe. Now kicks it in the deep corner to Polina for a three. He hit it. Calvin Polina knocks down a three-pointer. That gives him seven, and that will make our halftime score, Emporia State 39, Pittsburgh State 21. We'll be back with our Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
The It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
The new year is here, and at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at LongPineAuto.com. Find new roads.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime, Emporia State with the lead over the